There's something special about watching Travis Head bat. It's not just the power or the stroke play, it's the conviction, the absolute clarity in how he wants to play, the refusal to let doubt creep in, and the self-belief strong enough to back his style even under the biggest pressure moments. Now imagine living your life like that in 2026. In today's episode, we unpack what makes Travis Head's approach so compelling and how those same principles can shape your mindset, your decisions, and your performance next year. We'll talk about backing your strengths and having the courage to play your natural game, even when the world has opinions about how you should show up. And more importantly, I'll show you how to apply this in your world, at work, in sport, in leadership, in parenting, so you can move through 2026 with the same clarity, confidence, and intent that Travis Head brings to the crease. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality, find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. Well, it's Monday as I record this, and what should have been day four of the first Ashes test, and we've had more than 24 hours now to sit and make sense of what we just watched on days one and two, Friday and Saturday. What an unbelievable test match. We'll save some of the gloating and the piss takes for the week in review a little bit later in the week, probably Wednesday's episode. But for now, I just want to talk about one man and how he approached the game. Travis Head, the people's champ, as I saw in one video today. Mate, what an innings. Unbelievable. And in typical Travis Head fashion, he just went out there and did what he does best. Didn't try and be anyone else. He just stayed true to who he is. And wow, what an unbelievable innings. At a time when the game was evenly poised, and yeah, well, again, in the review, we'll dive deeper into some of the things the English got wrong and how, like, I've got to be honest, at one point I thought it was over and we were going to get absolutely pumped because we were well and truly behind. But yeah, what a comeback and Travis Head. So let's look at why. Why was he able to suddenly make it look like the flattest pitch after, for a day and a half, it looked like they were bowling hand grenades? Apart from a brief cameo from Harry Brook, no one else really seemed to be able to get across the conditions. And granted, the English bowlers are suffering from not getting a proper rest. And as we predicted would happen, that Wood and Archer might be a bit fragile. They looked particularly fragile. They weren't bowling quick. They looked a little bit ginger. Again, they're finely tuned speedsters, so they probably didn't get anywhere near enough rest given how short the English team batted in both innings. But Travis Head went out there with a really clear plan. But more importantly, he just has so much belief in his approach, and he has strength of conviction just to go and do it his way with no fear. I think that's the thing that separates him. And I've heard him interviewed. He goes, at one point he was, you know, getting runs here and there, and, you know, early days of his test career. And then he just realized, well, this is how I play best. It must have been off the end of one of his early, more successful innings. And this is how I'm going to approach it from now on. I'm just going to play how I play, which is to get on the front foot, to attack, be positive, and trust all the practice that he's done. And that can be easier said than done. We've seen the best players get in a tangle and get caught when they're over-analysing it. Look at Marnus Labuschagne for the last probably 3 years as a great example. He seems to have come out the other side and had a decent innings in the second innings as well. As we mentioned in the review the other week, he's churned out a heap of runs in the Shield leading up to the test. yeah, so that everyone seems to have had that moment, and Travis Head had a bit of that moment a few years ago, but he really, his test career has been pretty consistent. Now, maybe at some point in the future he'll have that. At this point, you just have that such, like I said, that strength of conviction that I'm playing this way and get out of my way because I'm going to make this happen. And it got me thinking, it's like, what if we could all live our life like that? We could just approach different situations with that much gusto, with that much confidence, with that much strength of conviction. And I'm sure you can think of different times in your life when you do, but imagine just every time you went out, metaphorically out to bat, every time you went out for your day, if you were able just to have real clarity on exactly how you operate at your best and then just go out and do it. I'll be honest, very much speaking from a place of I do not get this right. I know that I've got a plan and I know the areas where I do things really well, but there are still times where I just get knocked off course and I'm scratching around like someone who can't hit it off the square, metaphorically. But imagine if you could just back yourself to that level to do it as consistently as he does. And then seemingly without a care in the world. And then he just interviews afterwards and he's just talking about, yeah, it was nothing. Oh, the other really interesting thing, again, so much confidence in his ability. When David Warner was retiring, apparently he said at the time, I'm ready to step up and open. Now, the leadership of the Australian cricket team decided that he was being way too successful batting at number five, so they were going to leave him where he was. But he's like, I want to step up into that role. He's done it a little bit in the subcontinent where they start with the spinners pretty early on, plays the spin pretty well, or if they're going to bowl quick, so they'll only be bowling briefly at the start of the innings. He's going to get much better in that environment than trying to come in and play spin. So they put him up the order and he's been successful there. But in Australia, he hasn't opened the batting before, but he wanted to. And when Khawaja has that injury and in the second innings, so they've got a bit more time to plan, he's like, put me out there. And thankfully, they backed his confidence and put him in there, and the rest is history, as they say. So how do you make sure you have that strength of conviction? Like I said, super clear on how you operate your best, like he does. He keeps it simple. While the English got out nicking off trying to drive balls that weren't there to drive. Good length balls. He's leaving those go. When they bowl short to him, where he has had trouble before, instead of trying to invent anything unusual, he just, like he said, he looked where the wind was going, he tried to help it on its way, look for the short boundary and let the ball do the work. So you knew he was going to play cross-bat shots when they bowled short. If they pitched it right up like they did a few times, he was going to bludgeon it down the ground or through the covers. But apart from that, keep out the bad ball and attack when there was an opportunity, and man, did he attack. Again, the English seemed to lose track of what they're just bowling it all over the place. They bowled, certainly not at the pace, like the unbelievable bowling display on day one from them was nowhere to be seen. They just looked pedestrian, and the contrast was unbelievable. How can they go from that good to the next couple of days? Now, a fair bit of that is also due to the confidence that Travis Head strode out there, because the first few overs, they had to do their best to keep it out. Helped that Weatherall at the other end was doing a pretty good job, but it was some tricky moments in those first few overs. But then once they sort of got away, man, unbelievable. So yeah, keeping it simple was my long-winded way of saying that. Clear on how you operate at your best, so not trying to bring in other methods that work for you, but how do you work at your best? Keep a really simple game plan and then just go out there and back yourself. Now, if there are instances where you get the first two right, but you don't back yourself, I'll come back to that in a sec. But for the other two, you've got full control of that. You can have a clear plan, clear, simple plan, and you can just continue to remember where you operate your best. For that third element, back yourself. Sometimes you need to have someone that believes in you until you believe in yourself. Now, he's got access to all of these different resources, coaches, mindset coaches, sports psychologists. He has access to all of that. But in our everyday life, that's something that's not just part of our team. So we need to actively go out and seek that. So that's where you might need some assistance, some external voice, someone that has the ability to hear what you're saying, give you an unemotional perspective, and then shift your thinking so that you can back yourself. And like I've said to many people I've coached over the years, I will continue to believe in you until you're ready to believe in you. And that means so much to them because they spend a lot of their time feeling really alone in their lack of belief, in their lack of conviction, and their inability to back themselves. But it happens for most people. It's not until you can get that, have that external source to be able to correct the things that you need to correct in your thinking that can help you find that belief. Because it's not just as easy, just go and do it. Just get on with it. Because if it was, everyone would do it. Sometimes we need someone who's going to be able to give you whatever the key thing is that you need that you just can't see because you're in it. And the people closest to you aren't necessarily going to see it. More often than not, they can't because they're so emotionally invested in your story that they can't see what's out there either. They can't see the subtle shifts that need to happen. So take these three steps so you can live your life like Travis Head bats. Imagine that. Bloody fantastic. And as always, if you want someone that has that, the runs on the board, that's been doing that sort of work for a long time, from listening to people and helping them the belief, then reach out. I'm going to offer people until Christmas, if unless they've already done coaching with me, and then that offer doesn't apply to you. But if you've never done coaching with me, I'm going to offer one coaching session for free. No obligation, no sales pitch, no pushiness, just one session. You could have an experience. You can maybe buy the whole thing in your head so you see that it's certainly not scary. And maybe that's just what you need to completely transform the end of the year so that yourself set yourself up for the best year of your life in 2026. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.